BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
We do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. You know, ladies and gentlemen, as we go through life, there are many changes that impact us in a pretty significant way. I mean, it could be that of leaving home or going to college, starting a new job, getting married, becoming parents, relocating, facing an illness, maybe being hit with a crisis, or even that of losing a loved one. And we often wonder, how will we ever make it through? Can we move on? At times, it seems we're just spinning our wheels and wonder, will I ever get past this? Well, our guest today has written a book of encouragement to understand that the same God who led you out will lead you on. What do we mean by that? Well, we'd like to welcome back to Crosstalk Robert Morgan. He is a writer, a speaker, a pastor. He's got more than 40 books in print with more than 5 million in circulation. We have interviewed him previously pertaining to his 3 volumes of Then Sings My Soul, the hymn history books. We've talked with him regarding his book, 100 Bible Verses That Made America, Defining Moments That Shaped Our Enduring Foundations of Faith. He was with us just a year ago with the Red Sea Rules, and today back with the Jordan River Rules. Robert, thanks for joining us here today on Crosstalk.
Well, it's my pleasure, Jim. Thank you so very much.
Well, just a year ago, you were here on Crosstalk discussing a book that had been out for a number of years but had gone through reprint and so forth, and we featured the Red Sea Rules, reminding us that the same God who led you in will lead you out. Now comes the Jordan River Rules, a different emphasis you've got on this book. Tell us about that emphasis.
Yes. Yeah, so 21 years ago, I wrote the Red Sea Rules, and it was the story of the Israelites trapped by the Red Sea. They couldn't go forward. They couldn't go backward. They were in a terrible place, but God came and led them through and gave them victory. And so I extrapolated principles from that story, and we call them the Red Sea Rules from Exodus 14, and that book has gone around the world. It's been used in so many Bible studies. But we had never thought about doing a sequel to it. And my son-in-law, Joshua Rowe, kept saying, you need to have another edition, another book like this that will follow up. And I just never quite had the passion for it until my wife became very sick and began to pass away, and Joshua came to him and said, you remember, Robert, that the same God who parted the Red Sea when the Israelites entered the desert parted the Jordan River when they left the desert to go into the Promised Land. And I began studying the book of Joshua and the story of the parting of the Jordan River. And, you know, It's pretty poignant, but it spoke to me. The beginning of that book says, the Lord said to Joshua, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go forth. Hmm. And this was just as my wife was passing into heaven. And I realized that I was entering a new stage in life. And I began studying the story of the Israelites at the Jordan River. It spoke to me so much. And again, we extrapolated 12 principles from Joshua chapters 1, verse 6. So that's what this book is about. It's about going forward into whatever next stage of life God has for you.
Yeah, and friends, I hope you understand that this was written right after Robert had lost his wife. And Robert, I know the principles that you write about in the Jordan River Rules really strengthened and helped you as you're going through this time.
It did. This is not specifically a grief management book.
Right.
It was that milieu in which I wrote this. But, Jim, you know, we're always going through stages in life.
Yes.
The book of Numbers says the Lord told Moses to write down all of the stages through which the Lord led him. Some of those stages are good. We go off to enroll in college somewhere. We get a new job. We get married, we relocate. Some of those are bad. We have a messy divorce, or we have an illness. We get a cancer diagnosis, or or we lose our job. There are these different stages in life that we go through, but whether they're good or bad, they take a toll on us. We have to adjust to them,
mm-hmm.
and we need God's help in getting through these Jordan rivers of change that come into our lives.
So as you pointed out, there's a change in leadership from Moses at the Red Sea to Joshua now, who led the crossing over the Jordan. And no doubt, Joshua felt he had some pretty big shoes to fill.
Yes, the Lord met with him and said to him over and over again at the end of Deuteronomy and the beginning of the book of Joshua, do not be afraid,
yeah.
do not be discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
We have those words coming to Joshua over and over again. I've gone through the end of Deuteronomy and the first chapters of Joshua just underlining how often the Lord says that, because it's a word to us as well.
Yeah, as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. Robert Morgan, our guest here today, and sometimes we wonder when we experience a significant life change or a crisis, if we're ever going to be able to move forward. And ladies and gentlemen, this book really gives that encouragement. You may feel like you're in one of these situations right now, but this book really has some encouraging principles on how you can do just that. And I know time is limited for the broadcast here, but we're going to quickly work our way through some of the Jordan River rules. We'll also be telling you a special offer that our bookstore is having right now on this book, so you can read more in depth about the rule itself. But Robert, let's begin with your Jordan River rule number one, and it is this: realize that God means for you to move forward. And this just seems hard to do, especially when a major life change situation has hit us. But it's not God's plan for us to stay in neutral, is it?
No, Jim. We have to move forward. We have to put one foot in front of the other and go forward, and to go forward with as good an attitude as possible. And this is the way the book of Joshua opens. The Lord said to Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, you and all of this people, arise and get ready to cross the Jordan River into the next stage that I have for you, into the land that I'm going to give you. And the Apostle Paul said, forgetting what is behind, I stretch forth towards what lies ahead. And it's a very healthy thing, I think, for us to be positive thinking. We look back with gratitude. We glance back with gratitude. But we don't want to live in the past, and we don't want to stay stuck in the present. The Lord wants us to move forward. Here is what I believe, Jim. God has different stages for us to go through in life. Every stage, in some way, is better than the previous stages, and all of the previous stages have prepared us for the next one that is on God's agenda for us.
And I think that's important, because sometimes we think to move forward, we've got to do this one grand leap. But it doesn't necessarily happen that way, does it?
No, the Israelites went step by step. It says in Joshua chapter 1, every place where your foot falls, I will give that land to you. So they went into the promised land step by step, progressively.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we progress in life. Occasionally there is something that happens that accelerates the progress, but very often it's a matter of persevering forward. But we look back and we'll be amazed at the ground that we've covered.
Yeah, indeed. And you point out an important truth as well, and that is many times we feel we've got to do this by ourselves, we've got to go it alone. But you point out that God leads us in person. So tell us what you mean by that.
It says in Joshua chapter 1, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Now, those words are very important. The Lord said to Joshua, I will never leave you or forsake you. And in the book of Hebrews, we are told, this is what we read in Hebrews 13. Remember what God has said to you. I will never leave you or forsake you. So the writer of Hebrews takes that promise that was given to Joshua and extends it to all of God's children. It is for every listener right now. God will never leave you or forsake you. So he leads us in stages, he leads us in steps, and he leads us in person.
Robert Morgan with us here today on Crosstalk. We're discussing his newly released book called The Jordan River Rules. It's a wonderful sequel to the Red Sea Rules. And this is a book that reminds you that the same God who led you out will lead you on with 10 God-given strategies for moving forward. Rule number two is say no to discouragement, yes to strength. And Robert, it just seems when a major issue hits us that discouragement is just lying outside the door.
Yes, I have to fight discouragement. I hate discouragement, but discouragement is from the devil. Someone said, all discouragement is from the devil, all encouragement is from the Lord. And the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may do according to all that is written in it, and then you will make your way prosperous and successful. And he went on to say, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for I will be with you wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I remind myself of that all of the time. Jim, discouragement is our misunderstanding and misinterpreting the circumstances. God knows how to take the events of our lives that seem discouraging to us and show us that really in the aftermath, as things unfold, things will work out better for us than if we had always gotten just what we wanted. So discouragement is our failure to trust God with the things in life that don't happen exactly as we want them, when we want them to happen. But it's only because God always has a better plan.
Amen. Amen. You also point out a very significant phrase in your study of Joshua. And keep in mind that your Bible reading took you to Joshua just, I believe it was the day after your wife passed. And,
yes.
And in your study of Joshua, you found the prominence of a couple words, be strong. Comment on those, if you would.
I went through the Bible and looked up every occurrence of that phrase, be strong. And, you know, this is what the Lord told Joshua, to be strong. But you can follow that command all the way through the Bible. And in the New Testament, we read, be strong in the grace that is in our Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul said to Timothy, be strong, my son, in the gospel. We often have to remind ourselves that we must just be strong. Now, God strengthens us. We can't be strong in our own strength, but we can be strong in the strength of the Lord. He will do his part. But sometimes we have to plant our feet down and say, you know, I've just got to be strong for this day. And as we are, the Lord will strengthen us.
In this section of the book, it's that of being strong and not being discouraged. And there's one other mantra you've got throughout this is don't be afraid, and fear is easily crept into our lives as well.
Oh, I battle with fear. I really do. And I battle with panic attacks. But I keep going back to the do not be afraid passages in the Bible. And they, you know, Joshua was inundated from these by the Lord. He kept saying to him, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. Which indicates that Joshua was tempted to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to look up to the Lord and say, I'm just not going to. Jim, one of the old songs that ministered to me as my wife was passing away, the words say, I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea.
Mm-hmm.
For come what may from day to day, my Heavenly Father watches over me.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, we're talking with Robert Morgan today. He's put together just a wonderful book, The Jordan River Rules. We'll tell you how you can obtain a copy after the break, and we're going to work through some of the additional rules here in our interview today. Later, we'll open up phone lines to give you opportunity to ask questions pertaining to our discussion today, so stay with us. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, when the Ice Age happened, was the Earth just covered in snow, like one big snowball?
Not at all, Chris, but there is a lot of evidence that the ice sheets, which started up in Canada, did come down into the U.S., but they didn't cover the entire globe at all. Actually, the Ice Age wasn't a time of bitter cold either. The summers were probably colder, such that the ice and snow which fell during the winter did not melt. But the winters were probably warmer on average than today. Today, if it gets really cold, it doesn't snow much because the cold air can't hold much moisture. The warmer the air, the more the moisture, the more the snow. And that's what's needed for an Ice Age. Just such a combination of factors would have happened right after the flood, essentially caused by the flood. By the way, that's the flood mentioned back in Genesis.
For more on the foundational principles set forth in Genesis, visit us on the web at www.icr.org.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Robert Morgan is our guest today and has put together just a wonderful book called The Jordan River Rules. Now, many of you may be familiar with the Red Sea Rules. It's been out for many, many, many years and have been blessed and challenged by it. And this is really just a wonderful sequel to that book. It's not just a rehash of the Red Sea Rules. This is additional spiritual insight that will really be a blessing, understanding that the same God who led you out will lead you on. And we'll be developing that more as we go along, but just want to make mention that the VCY Bookstore is offering and making the Jordan River Rules available as one of their featured books of the month. It's a hardcover book. It's handy size. It's been released from the publisher at $17.99. However, through this month of February, and it ends February 28th, it's a short month, 2022, the VCY Bookstore is offering the Jordan River Rules at 50% off. Their purpose is to get it into your hands and to enable you to get multiple copies that you can share with others as well as a means, well, a ministry tool to help them. So they have it this month through February 28th. At just $8 and I believe it's 99 cents plus any applicable tax and shipping, but it's available at vcy.com, and that's your quickest way, vcy.com, or you may go to give them a phone call at this number, and if it's busy, just wait a little while or later this afternoon. The number is 1-888-722-4829, 1-888-722-4829. And certainly the encouragement is to get a copy for yourself, but think who else you could use this for, or those who want to get five or six copies just to have on the shelf. So when people go through a point of crisis or a major life change situation, you've got a tool to help them. And Robert, that's really what I find benefit with this book is not only am I personally blessed, but my mind went right away thinking who else can be blessed by this book as well.
This is a great book to give to high school or college graduates. That's coming up not too long from now. Mm-hmm. It's a book that you can give to people that have gone through a grief or bereavement or a major change in life, because it's inexpensive. It's not a very large book. It's mm-hmm. handy, like you say, but it's full of encouragement right out of the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, I just go through Joshua chapters 1-6 and try not to get in the way and say, here is the way to go forward. And so I think it would encourage people who are going through any kind of changes in life, from young to old.
And friends, again, you can go to vcy.com, vcy.com, or call 1-888-722-4829. Well, let's jump ahead to rule number three, and it says step up to the moment. I mean, you actually write of numerous biblical characters in this section that were in a position for such a time as this.
Yes, and this particular principle is drawn from the first chapter of Joshua, the second half of the chapter. So in the first half of the chapter, the Lord said to Joshua, now go forward and don't be afraid, be strong. And then it says that Joshua went to his leaders and he said, now the time has come, we've got to go forward together, here is what to do. And it says at the end of Joshua chapter 1, they said to him, whatever you have told us, we will do. Wherever you send us, we will go. And, Jim, the name Joshua is the same as the New Testament name Jesus.
Yes.
And to be able to say to Jesus, all right, I'm ready. Wherever you send me, I will go. Whatever you tell me, I will do. Well, that's the way we step up to the moment. And that's the only way, really, to go forward with success.
And friends, he'll reference people like Joshua in this chapter, I mean, rather Joseph and Ezra, Nehemiah, Queen Esther. You'll find also even Cornelius in the New Testament, people that were there for just that, such a time as this. Rule number four is find somebody to help along the way. Why is this important, Robert?
Well, it was so surprising to me that we have all of this exciting drama about moving forward in chapter one. And then in chapter two, it is a rather long chapter that tells the story of two young Israeli secret agents, spies, who ford the swollen Jordan River. They must have been extraordinarily athletic because that would have been very difficult to do in flood season. And they ended up in the home of a prostitute where they were able to spy out the city, but also to find refuge. They helped her and she helped them, and they helped one another and were kind to one another. And in this way, Israel knew what to do when they crossed the Jordan River, and this lady Rahab and her family, who were ready to come to the Lord for trust in him, they were saved. It's one of the greatest examples of unexpected kindness in the Bible, but the ramifications go all the way down to the New Testament, because this woman Rahab ended up in the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
You know, and it's amazing how, as we go through our journey as well, the importance of having somebody come alongside to be that help and that encouragement in those areas of need. And we also can be that someone to somebody else.
Well, we learn how to circulate God's grace.
Yes.
Earlier this week, I woke up one day, it was very, very discouraged, very beaten down and weary. And the Lord gave me a passage of scripture that morning that I just circled, and it helped me. And later in the day, I came across a woman. When I saw her, she was just weeping and crying and wiping her face. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she told me. And I said, "Well, let me show you this scripture." And I showed her the same scripture that had helped me. And it reminds me that God comforts us so that we can comfort somebody else.
Amen.
And the acts of kindness that we do have a ripple effect far beyond what we understand.
Well, rule number five is expect God to guide you where you've never been before. And I know, Robert, I've experienced this several times in ministry where I've really called out to the Lord for wisdom and guidance, saying, "Lord, I've never been this way before. I need your help." And we see Joshua as also, you know, doing this. I mean, we know him as a great man of the Bible, but he felt this way as well.
Well, and all of the people. So Joshua chapter 3, verses 3 and 4 say, when you see the Ark of the Covenant, that famous Ark of the Covenant that represented the presence of God, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God carried by the priests, you are to break camp and follow it, for you have not traveled this way before. And what a phrase that is. And that's true for every one of us going into tomorrow. I mean, that's true for changes in our lives, and it's true when we think that life is fairly static. But we still, every new day brings an uncertainty to it, but the Lord is ahead of us. He knows where he's going. Psalm 139 says he is behind us and in front of us. And so when we haven't been this way before, we need to stay close to him. He's like the shepherd that knows how to guide us through the valleys and across the pastures.
Yeah, you talk about guiding, and you actually use a compass as an illustration in this section as well.
Yes, the way to find God's will and to know God's will for your life is to think of it as a compass. And at the center, there is a deep conviction of God's sovereignty. The circumference is our wholehearted willingness. And then the end for north stands for nearness. We need the nearness of God to help us. The S stands for scripture. As we're in the Bible, the Lord gives us wisdom. The E stands for events and clarifying circumstances. And the W stands for weighing the options. And I found all through my life that this simple formula helps me to determine as best I can the will of God for my life. And Jim, the Lord's got a plan for every single day. We may not know God's will for us 10 or 15 years from now.
Yeah.
But we can wake up every morning and say, "Lord, what do you want me to do today?" And if we'll take care of the days, the Lord will take care of the years.
Friends, again, you said, what are those points in the compass? If you get a copy of the book, you're going to find that those written out and the principles there in the Jordan River Rules. Robert, you've also got a very interesting quote from Warren Wiersbe in this section that says, "Unbelief says, let's go back to where it's safe, but faith says, let's go forward to where God is working." This moving forward faith is really critical.
You see that all the way through the Bible. For example, Peter, in the boat. He could have easily stayed in the boat, but he saw Jesus, and as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he could even walk on water and go forward. So we've got to go forward, but we've got to, well, you know, like it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, we've got to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
We're going to move on to rule number 6, prepare today for tomorrow's wonders. How do we prepare today?
This is actually right out of the text. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5 says, consecrate yourselves because the Lord will do wonders among you tomorrow. If we consecrate ourselves today, the Lord will do wonders tomorrow. Now, that word consecrate is a biblical word. It's not one that we use in everyday conversation usually. But it simply means that we commit ourselves to whatever God wants us to do. We can commit ourselves and separate ourselves for his will. There are nearly 8 billion people on this globe. And we look around and so many of them are living confused lives. But the child of God has a plan and a purpose. God has an agenda for you. He knows where he wants to take you. He knows what he wants you to do. He knows how he wants to use you. He knows how he wants to heal you and to help you and to bless you and to make you a blessing. And at some point we have to say, Lord, I am going to consecrate myself, set myself aside to do what you want me to do. And if we do that, then God will be preparing our hearts and will use us to do wonders tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, that carries through to the New Testament as well. As you were talking there, my mind went to the verse about being ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh the reason of the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. We often miss the first part of that verse where it says, but sanctify yourselves. And we need to sanctify, you know, set ourselves apart for the Lord and then being ready to give that answer.
Yes, and none of us are going to be perfect.
Right.
Every single day I have failures and faults, but every single morning I wake up and say, dear Lord, this is the day that you have made. Mm. Show me what you want me to do today.
Yeah.
And then every day I spend some time in my Bible study and prayer, meeting with the Lord. Jim, we've got to have strong, active, interactive hearts with Scripture and with prayer and with Jesus.
Amen.
And to know that he is with us and that we are with him and to walk with him as close as we can and to be proactive about it, because the world is falling apart. It is absolutely collapsing. We're having a lot of changes, whether we want them or not, and only by walking with Christ, consecrating ourselves and saying, he is Lord of my life, only in that way can we go forward with sanity and victory.
We're going to introduce rule number 7. I know a break's going to be interrupting our discussion, though, but rule number 7 is trust God to turn problems into pathways. And, Robert, for many, including myself, this trusting is hard. And I'm not aware of too many people who want problems thinking there must be some other way.
I do have a friend who says he loves problems. He says problems are things to be solved. And he's got a very positive attitude about it. He's an executive. But personally, I don't really feel that way. I don't like problems. Mm-hmm. But this particular chapter is the story of the Israelites being trapped at the Jordan River. Now, I'm sure you've been to Israel many times, as I have, and the Jordan River is very small, but in those days it was much larger, so this was a big challenge.
Okay, we're going to pick up with this Jordan River here right after the break. Robert Morgan is our guest here today, the Jordan River Rules. We'll also share how you can obtain a copy of this following the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Do you find yourself guilty of committing the same sin over and over again? You confess it, but you find yourself repeating it again. The Bible tells us that we are to mortify or put to death the deeds of the flesh. For believers, this becomes a daily challenge as the internal struggles ensue. Sadly, many fall into repeating patterns of sin and struggle sincerely with knowing how to break free. In the book, Killing Sin Habits, author Stuart Scott addresses the repetitive nature and pattern of sin and the hindrances that keep people from overcoming their sinful habits. He also provides practical insight as to how God, through the work of the Holy Spirit and radical faith, can help you have victory over sin in your life. He addresses the issue of genuine repentance and provides a detailed battle plan for killing sin habits in our lives. The booklet, Killing Sin Habits, is available for a donation of $12 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
Friends, I wish I could just unleash everything that's in this book through the course of this interview today, but the clock says we can't do that. But you can obtain a copy or multiple copies of this book, The Jordan River Rules, just released through their ministry, Robert Morgan, and who has written this. He has written many other books, more than 40 other books. He's got more than 5 million books in circulation. And he is the one who authored the Red Sea Rules that has been out for many, many years. We did feature that about a year ago here on Crosstalk. And this sequel has come out, and wrote this not long after Robert lost his wife. Well, I should say she's home with the Lord and experienced life like that we look forward to someday. But this book here with these 10 God-given strategies for moving forward, our VCY bookstore is offering it this month at 50% off the regular price, normally $17.99, but they're offering it for just $8.99 plus any applicable tax or shipping. You can go to VCY.com, VCY.com, or 1-888-722-4829. That's 1-888-722-4829. And really, this is a book where you can take advantage. They've lowered the price where you can get multiple copies so you can share with others as well. Robert, as we were just ending that last segment here on Crosstalk, you began telling us about the Jordan River. We're in rule number 7 right now, trust God to turn problems into pathways. And understanding what that Jordan River is like is important here.
Well, you know, the 3:16s of the Bible are very interesting. John 3:16 and you were quoting 1 Peter 5:15 and 16 earlier. Joshua 3:15 and 16 says, "Now the Jordan overflows its bank throughout the harvest season. But as soon as the priests carrying the ark reached the Jordan, their feet touched the water at the edge, and the water flowing downstream stood still." And so as we were saying, the Jordan River today is a relatively small river because the waters are being drained off for irrigation on both the Jordanian and the Israeli side. But in biblical times, it was a large river, and when it was at flood stage, it was impassable. So the Israelites had to cross the Jordan River to get over to the Promised Land, and God divided that massive river, very similar to He had done the Red Sea. It was a duplicate miracle. He wanted to do something in a way that reminded the Israelites of what had happened 40 years earlier. So the one who divided the Red Sea also divided the Jordan River, and he turned this problem into a pathway. And it's that way of knowing that God will make a way for us to go forward, even when we don't see the way.
And in this chapter, you reference a song written by Oscar Carl Eliason. Now, he is the father of our former director here at VCY, Vic Eliason. Vic served here for some 56 years and often relayed the story to us, even the staff of Oscar, in the writing of a song. Maybe you could just reference that song here for just a moment.
Yes, it was the song they used for the Panama Canal, and then it was made into this hymn. "Got any rivers they say is incrossable? Got any mountains that you can't cut through? We specialize in doing the impossible, doing things nobody else could do." That was the original song, but then Pastor Oscar said, "Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible." Mm-hmm. "He does the things others cannot do." But, Jim, I didn't realize that was connected. This song is connected to your ministry.
Yeah. It was the father of our executive director. Vic served here for some 56 years until the Lord called him home in 2015. But, that was his father.
I'm so glad to know that.
Do you think that there were those who wondered or fretted as they came to the Jordan, what if this river doesn't part?
Well, you know, the ones who had the most faith were those priests, because it says they put their feet in it before that parting began. And I suppose everyone that went through was a little bit apprehensive. I think I would have been. But wouldn't you have loved to have been there, to have seen it, to have experienced it? But we truly experience similar things all through life as we see God working on our behalf and making a way for us. Jim, there are most of the wonderful things that have happened to me that I can thank God for are things that I could never have planned or made to happen on my own. I look back and I see God just opened doors, he closed some doors, he created opportunities, but he was the one going ahead of me.
Amen. Well, we've got to take a time. We're going to abbreviate these next three, but rule number 8 is build a monument. Tell us what you mean by that in Jordan River rule, build a monument.
When the Israelites got to the other side, then they stopped, and this entire chapter is devoted to building a monument so that future generations would remember what happened. And my point here is that God has done great things in our lives. We all need to find a way of building a monument, of leaving a legacy, of writing down our testimony, of telling our story, of making sure that those who come after us know what God has done for us.
Amen. Rule number 9, you're not in charge, but remember who is. And this is so important. This rule is to really keep our eyes on the commander-in-chief, is it not?
When they got to the other side and they were now in the promised land, they had another big obstacle, and that was the city of Jericho. Joshua didn't know what to do, but suddenly this angelic, it was more of more than an angelic figure. I think it was actually a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ, the captain of the Lord's hosts. He appeared there and said, Joshua, take off your shoes. This is holy ground, and let me tell you what we're going to do. And the Lord had it all planned out. So we often need to remind ourselves that we truly are not in charge, but we know the captain of the Lord's host. We know who is.
Amen. And you even reference a well-known hymn here as well. You ask who that may be. Christ Jesus, it is he, Lord Sabaoth, his name from age to age the same, and he must win the battle.
Well, I love the hymn.
Yes.
I can illustrate everything with a hymn.
And your three-book series bears that out as well. Yeah. Let's hit rule number 10, and that is encircle obstacles with biblical faith and shout the victory. I mean, you speak in this section on encircling that obstacle with power, prayer, promise, perseverance, and praise, if you would comment on this.
This is the story of the Israelites going around the walls of Jericho, and this was God's plan for them. Jericho stood right in the middle of their going up through the valley to conquer the land and to take possession of the land that God had promised to Abraham and to his descendants. And they didn't have the power to overcome Jericho because it was a very large, powerful, well-fortified city. But God said to them, just encircle it. And as they marched around it day after day, then God brought the walls down. And sometimes all we can do is to encircle our problems with prayer and patience, and with the presence of the Lord and with the promises of the Bible. We cannot bring all of the walls down by our own. We have problems we can't solve. We have difficulties, I do right now, that I'm very limited in what I can do. So I have to encircle them and wait for God to bring the walls crashing down, just like he did the city of Jericho.
And that element of praise is so important.
Yes, they shouted the victory when it was over. And I say in the book that I'm not one for shouting. I don't even shout much at ball games. But after I read this, I went in the backyard, and I said, rather in an elevated voice, I said, well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm learning every morning to jump out of bed and say, praise the Lord.
Well, friends, the Jordan River Rules, it's a powerful book and a sequel to the Red Sea Rules. I'd like to open our phone lines. Maybe you've got a question about the book. Maybe you've been blessed through the Red Sea Rules book, and it's been a help and encouragement to you. Maybe something Robert has said today, you've got a question concerning. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. Maybe you're going through one of these major life changes right now, and you're perhaps got your wheels stuck spinning and wondering, where do I go from here? Again, our number is 800-733-9829. And to get a copy of the book, you can go to vcy.com or call the bookstore 1-888-722-4829. That's 1-888-722-4829. 1-800-722-4829. And again, through February 28th, 2022, they're offering the book at 50% off. Robert, in a nutshell, what is your real hope for this book?
I wanted to encourage people to seize the future that God has for them. We don't know how long we'll be on this planet, but Psalm 139 says, "You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe." Hmm. So as we go into future stages of life, every stage is better in so many ways. God has been preparing us, and whatever our age, our best work for the Lord and our greatest fulfillment in life is still ahead, so we need to press forward.
Friends, sometimes you may wonder, where are you, God? Here I am in my circumstances, and I know this book will be a great help to you, and perhaps you have a question you'd like to ask or a brief comment here today on the program. Our number is 800, got a couple open lines yet, 800-733-9829. We're going to begin with Sherry calling in. Hi, Sherry, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I wanted to thank you, first of all, you and the author, Robert Morgan. This is a marvelous program today. You don't know how you've helped me. I have a very ill sister for some time, and it just spoke to me. This program was marvelous. So thank you both, and God bless you both.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. And I know the book would be a real help and encouragement to you as well. And thank you. I'm going to get it. Thank you for the encouragement here today. And Robert, that's the net effect of this book, really. It is encouragement.
It is. And, of course, it came out of this prolonged illness my wife had. So I understand somebody being a caregiver and a chronic, being chronically ill and someone caring for someone who is chronically ill. The Lord allows us the privilege of being caregivers sometime, and it's not easy.
Right.
But there is encouragement available. This book isn't just for caregivers, but right. I think it does help those because it came to me during a time when my wife and I were going through those difficult times and when she went on to heaven.
Oh, there's such broad application in this book for wherever you are, whatever station of life you're going through right now, listener. Let's go to Julie next. Hi, Julie. You're on the air. Hello, Julie. Oh, we lost Julie calling in here. And again, our number 800-733-9829. We have Lee from Santa Fe, New Mexico. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. You touched on this. I have great faith, but trusting the Lord is a total different vein for me. And I think that I go to John the Baptist. He was in that place of circling Jericho in his own way, being in a pit and ready to die. He seemed to express trust issue. Like, is he really the one? And, you know, he heard the voice of God, and he saw the Holy Spirit come down, and he knew who he was baptizing. So I just wondered if you could touch on that.
Okay. Thank you, Lee, for the call. Robert, she's saying trusting the Lord is hard.
Well, certainly. But you know what happened in the story with John the Baptist? Jesus understood his doubt and sent back word to him. And he said, "You tell John what's happening here." And he commended John. And I think the same is true for us. Trust is not something vague. It is when we find a specific promise in the Bible, like the word that Jesus gave to John the Baptist, and we hang on to that specific promise. So it's not some kind of nebulous, vague thing. If I'm going through a crisis, I'll say, "Dear Lord, give me a promise." And I'll find that promise and hold on to it. And that's the way our faith is strengthened.
Robert Morgan, our guest here today on Crosstalk. We'll take more calls in our next final segment. And we've got some open lines, 800-733-9829. And maybe this has been a help to you here today. Maybe you've been blessed with the Red Sea Rules. Give us a call here today on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Well, it's making national news with many because recently Joe Biden appointed as Deputy Assistant Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition in the Office of Nuclear Energy in the Department of Energy, young man known as Sam Brenton. Well, he is promoting the LGBTQ lifestyle and, according to reports and pictures, often dresses as a drag queen. He goes on to talk about things that, frankly, you don't want to know about, and we're not talking about on Christian radio. What does all this tell us? It tells us Romans 1 is coming to pass. God reveals in his word that when he gives over a nation, you see the flourishing of certain things. The worship of nature, aren't we seeing that? Pantheism, all is God, pantheism, God is in all, the worship of nature. And one of the other things you see is the mainstreaming of the homosexual lifestyle, perversion beyond belief. Now is the time to repent. I'm Brandon House for the Worldview Report.
The Jordan River Rules. The same God who led you out will lead you on. Written by Robert J. Morgan, who is with us here today on Crosstalk. Again, the book is being featured at 50% off through February 28th at the VCY bookstore at vcy.com, vcy.com, or by calling 1-888-722-4829. We're going next to Marguerite in Ontario, Canada. Hi, Marguerite. You're on the air.
Hello. Just wanted to make a quick comment, as the book that you're speaking about has really spoken to my heart. I have been a widow for the last 7 years, and God has opened ways for me, which I've also had to put my feet into the Jordan by taking those steps of faith. He provided a home for me 5 weeks after my husband died. Surprisingly, a job came my way. I've been blessed with all my children being returned back home. And God has been very good, and I can relate very much to what Reverend Morgan has been speaking about today.
Robert, your comment here to Marguerite.
Oh, I love this. It's wonderful when we realize that the biblical patterns work, and we have a testimony that can encourage other people that they do. So thank you, Marguerite, for saying that and for your word of testimony today.
And I will also say that you may just be 1 year into your widowhood. I'm 7 years, and the Lord is faithful until the day
we
die.
I believe it. I miss Katrina all the time, but I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
My husband has gone before, and I hope I may follow in the same way that he went, peaceful.
God bless you, Marguerite. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Our number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Pat is our next caller in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Pat.
Hi. I so appreciate this program. I have been reading last night about Samuel asking Saul to wait 7 days, and he would come down and offer the sacrifices. And Saul became anxious, it seemed, and, you know, didn't know where Samuel was, and went ahead and did the burnt offerings. And, you know, I was wondering, I was asking God this morning, I don't really understand that. And I feel you're my answered prayer. So I just want to thank you, because I felt that I would be Saul, you know, anxious, like, where are you, Samuel? So thank you.
Well, in that particular story, Pat, the king in the Old Testament was not to do what the priest did, and the priest was not to do what the king did. They were two different roles. So when Saul began to do what the priest did, he was violating something that was very important in the way that God worked. But Jesus Christ is both king and priest, and so Saul couldn't be what Christ alone could be, and in his impatience he tried to be. So I think the lesson there is we've got to wait on the Lord. We can't do what only Jesus can do. We've got to do what he tells us to do and fulfill our role for him, but then we've got to let him do what only he can do.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your call here today. Robert, would you address the person who is listening right now who feels, I just don't have the strength to move on. I don't even have the desire to move on. What do you say to them?
Well, there's a lot of people, and sometimes I'm included, that feel that way. This is a very battering life that we're going through right now, both world conditions and personal conditions. And it can just beat us down and leave us depressed, but we cannot stay there. We've got to rouse ourselves. Paul said to Timothy, fan into flame the gift of God that is within you, and the Lord will give us strength. We don't have to do it on our own, but we do have to say, Lord, I'm willing. I'm not going to stay here, and I'm not going to wallow here. and I'm not going to live in fear. You've got a destiny for me. Jesus died and rose again for me. I've got heaven to look forward to. I've got the power of the resurrection behind me. And you want me to go ahead into the next stage that you have for me in this life, dear Lord. I'm going to cross the Jordan River and go forward with you. And when we say that, he will say, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you.
Amen. Well, it's all part of the Jordan River rules, folks. And again, I just want to get this in before we close. And we'll get another call in momentarily here. But through February 28th, our VCY bookstore offering the Jordan River rules at 50% off the regular price. They have it for just $8.99 plus any applicable tax or shipping. Available at vcy.com or 1-888-722-4829. 1-888-722-4829. We've got Larry calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Larry, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I was just calling. I'm listening now. I'm waiting my wife. She's at the doctor's office, and I was just reading Luke, and that was about the time that Jesus was being ready to be handed over when Judas had turned him in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking for the Roman soldiers. After the fact that one of his disciples cut the Roman's ear off and Jesus healed him right there, it seemed like right there, you know, they should have been like, hey, I don't know about you, but I ain't going to mess with this guy. You know, I mean, and he done something that I can't do. I mean, the guy's ear was seriously severed and God had replaced it right there and then.
Yeah, and tell you what, we have just a minute left on the program, but certainly we see the power of the Lord there and his love. He knew what he had to do for us, and that was to lay down his life for us. And I'm so thankful, Robert. That's what the Lord did on our behalf. He laid down his life. We have the gift of salvation that's available, and then he also equips us to move on in our Christian life as well.
Yes, the power of the cross and the power of the resurrection, the indwelling Holy Spirit and the Word of God in our hands, with those things, how can we not go forward?
Yeah.
That's the way God wants us to go.
And one last point here, Robert, as well. Sometimes we may feel like a failure saying, oh, I missed that rule and that rule and that rule. This is really a day-by-day application. We don't just master all this at once, do we?
Well, I haven't, and I'm nearly 70 years old. And I'm still messing up every day. There's an old song that says, someone slipped and fell. Was that
yes.
someone you?
Yes.
And sometimes it is me.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord picks us up. He
yeah.
helps us to go on. And we just walk by faith. And the Lord is perfecting what concerns us.
Robert Morgan, our guest here today, author of the Jordan River Rules. And Robert, thank you for being obedient to the Lord and writing this book and sharing this time with our listeners today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Robert Morgan with us here today. Again, folks, vcy.com or 1-888-722-4829. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.